And while I just share a few brief thoughts from Joshua, when I talk about camp, I'm talking about things like young adult retreat we just went to, the youth retreat coming up in March, the women's retreat coming up in April, Promise Keepers Day away. I know it's not a camp, but Promise Keepers Day for men in April. There's Pitch and Praise in May. There's Family Camp and VBC and all these different opportunities where we get away from the regular rhythm of life. And we have time to connect with others in a deeper way. But more importantly, through those connections, God can do some deeper things in our life. So consider this. What do we tend to call a great experience? We have this amazing, we're up on the mountaintop, right? That comes from the New Testament. Even people who aren't involved with the church know that phrase. But when the opposite of true, when we're, we say one of two things tends to be, I'm down in the valley, or I'm wandering through the desert, right? All of that, biblical terms. And so this morning I want to talk about that wandering through the desert, that whole idea of the desert. And so I'm going to link camp a little bit to desert. But what I'm not saying is that camp is a big, long, horrible desert. But what God did through the desert experience, through the wandering experience in the Israelites, is he prepared them. Steve talked about change. In fact, this morning in our prayer time, and if you're not in the habit or don't know that we have a prayer time before service, you should come. They're awesome. This morning was so encouraging for me. I'm like, okay, that, all through service, God's doing the same things and putting the same things on our hearts. It's really neat. So we meet at 9:20 just over here, and we pray over the service and over our church. It's really exciting. But this morning, we prayed about these things, and Steve shared about these things, and this is what God has laid on my heart. And so this whole idea that the people of Israel cried out to God when they were in slavery. They were in a bad place. And some of our lives, your jobs, your family, some of your relationships, some things going on in your life, in your health, in your neighborhood, in your extended or immediate family, sometimes those things are really tough. And you cry out to God because where you are is not where you want to be. And I want to tell you that God wants to take you from here to there. And in the Bible, we see that Israel, the Israelites were in captivity. They were under slavery. Now, they went to Egypt for good reason. God rescued them. He gave them a place to go during a famine. But eventually, time went on, and they spent 400 years in slavery. And they cried out to God because they knew that that wasn't God's promise for them. And God miraculously brought them out of Egypt, out from under slavery. He heard the cry of their hearts and took them into a place that we know as the promised land. Let's say it, the promised land, okay? So that's a biblical term, the promised land. And so he takes them from here to there. But after they come out of Egypt, they spend time in the desert. And scripture refers to it as a camp. Here's a picture of the Israelite camp. And so they had this big tabernacle in the center, this big tent that God instructed them to build so that they had a place where they could meet with God. And there was something else called the tent of meeting, where Moses and Joshua and anyone else who wanted to inquire of the Lord would go, and they meet with him, this tent of meeting where they would meet face to face with God. And they all met in their tribes, and they camped, and they moved place by place, and God would lead them to where they needed to be, but it was meant to be temporary. And so God took them from where they were, and they weren't quite ready to go where he had promised them. All the good blessings, all the things, the desires in their heart, they weren't quite ready to go there. In fact, even to this day, and Andrew Barron, who's coming next week, I encourage you to come for the Passover feast. It's such great teaching. We've been waiting for a long time to book him to come here, and his wife came in the fall, talked about the Feast of Shelters or Booths or Tabernacles. And God instituted a feast each year where they would set up tents again. Even after they're in the Promised Land, they would set up tents again to remember that God took them from here to here, but what it took was a time of preparation. The preparation wasn't about getting their camping gear together and about their tent and things like that. If you remember how they left, they just picked up, packed up, and went. God was preparing their hearts. And so the primary purpose of camp is about change in hearts. It's about getting away from where you are so that your heart can be changed so you can go to where God wants you to be. See, God listens to your cries here, because he wants you there. You aren't necessarily going to come back from camp and change houses or move into a promised land, but he can move you into a promised season of life. And in my life, that's happened a lot, like a lot. He's used that a lot. And so a few nights before they're moving from the desert, from their camp into the promised land, the angel of the Lord meets with Joshua. And then Joshua goes from that, and here's what he says, Joshua 1:10, 11. Joshua then commanded the officers of Israel, "Go throughout the camp and tell the people to get their provisions ready. In 3 days you'll cross the Jordan River and take possession of the land the Lord God is giving you." I want to be a bit of a Joshua today with us. And I want to think of that preparation, those getting those provisions together in two ways. One is to sign up. Sign up. Get there. Sign up to help at VBC. Sign up to send your kids to VBC. Sign up for women's retreat. Sign up for the men's Promise Keepers thing. Sign up for youth winter retreat. Sign up for Pitch and Pray. Sign up for family camp. Sign up to volunteer up at one of our camps, Stainer or family camp. Sign your kids up to go do some preparations to get them there to this time of preparation, this time of change. Because God does things in a different atmosphere that he can't do here. It's not that he won't. We just tend to be too stubborn. We need a change of scenery in order for him to do that. So I want to ask you this. What's your promised land? What's your promised land? Maybe it's for your kids or members of your family to finally follow Jesus. Maybe that's your promised land. You're living here and you're crying out to God and you're saying, "God, this person needs to follow you." And you're waiting for him to do that, for you and them to enter into a new type of relationship, for them to go from their struggle and their pain here to over there. Maybe that's your promised land. Maybe your promised land is just for someone to grow deeper in their walk. They've sitting still and kind of sliding back. And you see that. Maybe the promised land is to build a deeper connection with someone else. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you don't even know anyone here. And you're just looking for something deeper, a deeper connection. You know, our mission here at Country Hills is to be people helping people follow Jesus. And camp fits perfectly in that. Every person up here, and Steve and Jeanette talked about the friendships and relationships that they built that are lifelong, and also some of the things that God did in their life. Camp just is such a great place. So you got to think about what your promised land is. Maybe you want your kids to discover at least a piece of their calling in God. What does God have for their life? To learn some independence, to learn some leadership. Steve is right. Right? Camp is the best place to develop leadership. You just do that. We are not advocating that you have to get kids out from under the tyranny of their parents. No, no. Camp partners with parents. Camp works on behalf of parents. Everything camp does is so that kids go back home under and with their parents closer. Family camp, kids camp, all that, so that families are better suited to follow Jesus together and shine in a new season of life, in a new year of school, maybe work changes. There's all sorts of changes that come in the year. Maybe you long for God to speak to you. Maybe your promised land is, "I've got this issue or this problem or this question or this thing that won't go away. And God, I need you to change it. I need you to move it. I need you to speak. I need some change." Maybe that's your promise. Land. See, camp can't do that. Okay, don't let me oversell camp. I'm not selling camp as a thing that does that. But camp is often the atmosphere that prepares our hearts to enter into a new season, to enter into a promised land. Because when you're here, if you don't go on any retreats, if you don't go away, if you're just going to hum away at life as normal, and you don't spend much time with God, and you're just kind of plugging away at life, you miss so much. You miss so much. There's so many things that a week or a weekend or a day where you're connected with others and focused on God that God can do. In my life, it's meant the difference between just surviving and actually really deeply following Jesus. I could lay out umpteen examples in my life and in my family's life where God has used camp, specifically being away at a retreat or a camping ministry, or a day away, where God's got a hold of me in a deeper way, hold of us in a deeper way, that he just does that. It's not the camp. It's not the retreat. It's not the speaker. It's the atmosphere. God pulls us out of the place we are and gives us this transitional, temporary place. And we call it a retreat or call it camp. It's just a week. Okay? It's just a week, but it's just the beginning. I want us to think that way. Because some of us think, well, it's just a week. It's no big deal. I don't need to go to this women's thing, men's thing, youth thing. What's the big deal? I had a bad experience, or I don't like that, or whatever. Don't discount what God is trying to do in your life. Don't discount the importance of getting away. This isn't a new idea. We didn't come up with this. This happened all throughout the Bible. God pulled people out of where they were for a temporary time, whether it was Elijah, you know, go out, run way over here and rest for a while, and God meets with them in a cave, or you know, Jesus fasts for 40 days. There's all these examples of God pulling us out of here to prepare us for something more. And camp and retreats, whether you're attending or serving, does that. God's good that way. God's good that way. Camp is temporary, yes, but it's intense, and the lessons you learn last a lifetime. The friendships you make at camp, they tend to last a lifetime. I don't know why that works. I'm not even going to pretend to understand how that works. But God does things in these intense, short-term retreats and camps, whether we're serving or attending. But here's what makes the difference. Your heart. Go through the camp and tell the people to get prepared. If you just go up to camp, you just go to a retreat, you just kind of sign up, you go, check the box, I'm there, I didn't like this, and go home, you're going to be the same. You're not going to go from here, transition to there. You can go from here to here and grumble. And what happened when the Israelites grumbled? God just said, hey, you're just going to spin your wheels. God wants to work in your life and do deep things. And I think camp is one of the best places for that to happen. It's just a week, but it's just the beginning. Do you know we need change? We need change. We need spiritually healthy and close families that reconnect and learn to love each other, and camp is a great place to do that. You know what other families do? They vacate. Vacation's great. Rest is great. We need that. But when you take your family somewhere, somehow, together, and you help your kids and you and your spouse and your family do things together and connect with God with a singular purpose while you're praying towards that, you've prepared your heart. And God does stuff with that. We all want close families. I'm not saying camp is the only thing that can fix that. But I'm saying that these times away of intentionally building into what we're crying out for, God answers and he listens. We need change. We need kids to choose Jesus independent of their parents. Not to come out from underneath their parents, but to have a time where they get a choice with friends and others who are building into them. Healthy kids need relationships with other adults and other teens and other peers who are on this spiritual journey together. And so we need to do, and camp provides that. We need change. We need to be deeply connected and intimate with God. And you know what? For me, camp does that. Like when I sit on, you know, early morning with a cup of coffee and my Bible and God, and I can just kind of look out over the water, or I sit inside when it's raining and listening. And it's not like I cling to that one experience and then I wait a year and I don't talk to God barely and then, oh, I'm clinging to this again. This is the catalyst to depth throughout the rest of the year. And then I go to a retreat and a thing away, and God continues to build and work. You got to prepare your hearts. You got to sow seeds into that, pray into that. Take the money it takes, take the time it takes, take the sacrifice it takes to do something that others aren't doing. If you're looking at other families and people and they're not, you know, living in the promised things that you want to, it's because they're not preparing their hearts. God wants to change them, but he waits for you to do that. And camp is a great way to do that. So what's your promised land? Is it spiritual growth? Is it deeper faith? Closer family? Issues with your kids? Messages from God, kids or teens following Jesus for the first time? Is it to build some deep, lasting, lifelong friendships? We need connections and intimacy. Do you know that just a little over a month ago, or past few weeks, I was just wrestling through some things as a dad. And I needed to talk to someone. And you know who I called? I called a friend from church here, go out for coffee, and just kind of talk about some things. And I called him because we'd spend a lot of time at camp playing cards. And when you play cards late at night, you get talking about stuff. And then after camp, you talk about stuff. And don't discount what God can do through a day or a weekend or a week. He wants you to live over here. God is about moving you from here to there. But he always, always, always uses a transitional time. Doesn't matter if you call it a desert or camp or whatever you want to. But Camping Ministries does that. It provides that atmosphere. You've got to take it. You've got to prepare your heart. You've got to get the provisions ready. And when you're there, same thing. You sit on the beach all day and you don't talk to God and you don't talk to other people. You've squandered an opportunity. I want to help you sow into good things to move from here to there. Joshua said, go through all the camp and tell the people to get their provisions ready. People, families, Country Hills, get your provisions ready. You're crying out to God about some things already. You want to move from here to there. I'm not saying that camp will be the thing, but it might be. It might be the atmosphere. You know, our family was going through a really difficult decision early on in our marriage. We were at our first church, and we had received this opportunity to come to a church in Waterloo, and we weren't really sure, and it meant packing up our kids and moving, and it's a big thing, and we owned a house, and well, how do you do all that? And I was working part-time at the church and all this stuff. And it was through the speaker that week. I remember after chapel, we didn't go with that mindset. We went outside the chapel afterwards because he said, anyone who wants to talk. We sat down with him and his wife and we talked for a little while. We just had little baby Alyssa and we didn't have Caitlin yet. And we didn't know what to do as a young family. And the things he spoke into my life, he ended up being a mentor. I'd meet with him for a month or for one day a month after that. And God did some things in our life and we moved and we changed. But the things he spoke, especially for Stephanie, he spoke into some fears and some things that she was going through. I didn't and nobody else I knew had answers for. And if we wouldn't have gone, because honestly, it was not fun driving up to Camp Mishua and stopping every once in a while to feed a baby who was screaming. Okay? And we are little tender snowflakes and we stopped for a night in Peterborough because we didn't think we could make the whole trip. Now we're like, if we have to stop, come on, really? You can hold it. Let's go, right? So we're just like everybody else. We get that as new parents and all this. But man, God did stuff. And God continues to do stuff. Our kids have been involved with camp. We encourage our kids to go to retreats. I go to retreats. Don't discount what God wants to do. Yes, it's just a week. But it might just be the beginning. That's why we do Camp Sunday. Not because we want to promote, you know, a business or some good experience. We do it because I care about families. And I care about kids. And I care about your individual walk with God. And sometimes it takes a camp experience to transition from just the mess of your life here. All that stuff. All the stuff you're crying out to God. Now, don't come back in the fall and say, I did a week at camp. And nothing's fixed, right? God is taking you on a journey. It's a journey. But he told the leaders to run through the camp and say, get prepared. Prepare your hearts to move into the promise that God has given you. And so I'm saying to you, church, prepare your hearts to move from here to here. And a key piece to that might just be a retreat. Or serving at Vacation Bible Camp, or serving at or attending one of the camping ministries at Stainer or Mishua. Don't discount what God wants you to do. It's just a week, but it's just the beginning. Would you stand with me as we close in prayer this morning? God, you're so good. We have so many narratives in the Bible that we can go, oh yeah, I connect with that. I think I'm going through that season right now. And Father, I pray for those particularly here this morning who are really wrestling through decisions and life change. And maybe they just need some time away with other people who can counsel and love them to build some deep friendships and also to listen to you in a fresh way, hear your voice in a fresh way. God, I pray over the families who are struggling because kids are, you know, always growing and seem to be slipping away. And I ask for those families that you might do something through them, maybe through camp. Lord, I ask for the lonely people here this morning who don't feel heard or valued or connected. I pray that they'd find that here. And if a week or a weekend with others here solidifies some friendships and some deep relationships, then God, I pray you'd sow those seeds for people to go, to take the time and the money to be able to do that. And God, where there are those who just can't, I pray that you would provide through us the resources through our church to send kids and families and couples and individuals off to experiences they need. Thank you for the many people here, not just this panel, but the people who shared this morning and the others who have shared and opened up their lives and what you've done in them through camp, who have been impacted and affected by camping ministries, develop deep relationships with others who will walk with them through tough times and good times in life. But ultimately, all of it is to connect with you, to walk with you, and to share light and life in a dark world. We pray for blessing in our camp ministries, in Vacation Bible Camp, in Promise Keepers, in our student ministries, all the organizations and people who put these things on for us. May they be resourced and blessed and have everything they need. May they have the ultimate purpose and focus of mentoring young boys and girls and teens and young adults and adults to healthy maturity in you. And may we learn to use fun to do that and not just focus on what the camp down the road can do with horseback riding or something like that. May we use all the fun stuff to lead to you. May we use all the fun stuff to lead to deeper connections with each other. And may the ultimate end, may the ultimate promised land of all those things be families who are close, people who follow Jesus deeply, and a church who is connected and making an intense impact in Kitchener. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks so much for being here today. Hope you can join us with Andrew Barron next week. Stack the chairs if you can. Hang around for bag lunch. You'll get some instructions as we go. But we're just going to eat wherever we can here. And then we'll give more announcements. Lord bless you as you go.